Time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today, once again, we get to chat with Marilee Arnold, the Chief Nursing Officer at Pardee. Marilee, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad to be here.
Typically, you and I are talking around a blood drive.
We are. This is a different topic, but equally exciting.
Exactly. Very much so. So let's talk about this. Pardee's emergency department recently received something called a Lantern Award.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the Emergency Nurses Association.
That's correct.
Tell us about that award. What does that recognition mean, not only for the team, but for patients and ultimately the community?
Absolutely. Well, it's a really exciting award, being that it requires an ED to demonstrate exceptional evidence-based practice, innovative care, a healthy working environment, excellent education, quality, and safety. So it's a comprehensive review of an emergency department, and
okay.
The goal is to demonstrate that you are above and beyond the standard ED. So
okay.
This cycle, 126 emergency departments across the United States and the world, because there was one in the Middle East, I want to say, received the designation. So it's
wow.
Very few. If you think there's probably over 5,000 emergency departments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite an award.
It is quite an award. And it's meaningful. It kind of shows everybody that we've been distinguished as somebody or as an emergency department that really goes to the next level mm-hmm. of providing care. Right.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because the Lantern Award recognizes excellence in emergency nursing, leadership practice, innovation, patient care, all that sort of thing. Talk to us, get us behind the scenes a little bit.
Sure.
What's behind the magic curtain that makes all of this work?
Well, first and foremost, it's the people.
Yeah.
And when I say the people, it's not just the emergency nurses. Emergency nurses are key, and of course, it's part of the Emergency Nurses Association, but it takes the whole team. It takes the physicians. It takes the PAs and their nurse practitioners. It takes paramedics. It takes radiology techs. It
mm-hmm.
takes EVS, our environmental services folks.
Gotcha.
It takes the whole team and the whole organization, right? Because anything for the ED to function well, the hospital has to function well.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's really a team sport.
Wow. Wow. Well, once again, congratulations
Thank
on that
you.
Very well-deserved award. Let's talk about this new trauma designation.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What does that designation mean exactly?
Sure. So we are officially designated as a level 3 trauma center.
Level 3 trauma center.
Level 3 trauma center.
Okay.
So there's 3 levels in the state of North Carolina. Level 3 is the first level of designation. So it basically means that we have streamlined all of the processes that we have,
mm-hmm.
and we have defined the care that we're providing to be the first level of care for a patient who's been injured, and to stabilize their care, make
yeah.
sure they have what they need, and if they need to go to a higher level of care, then we can facilitate getting them there. So
okay.
in contrast, Mission is a level 1 trauma center, so they have more of the highly specialized services
sure.
available.
Sure.
Our patients coming to us for level 3 trauma care would be somebody who has broken a hip, somebody who has fallen and injured, an extremity, maybe has struck their head but didn't lose consciousness. So there are some things that would be appropriate for us. It's
yeah.
a lot of what we're caring for already, but having that trauma designation means that we've invested extra in quality and safety and ensuring that we're providing the same experience for everybody.
So does that designation ultimately mean that someone who has experienced some sort of traumatic injury maybe can stay here for their care rather than going elsewhere?
That's correct.
That's what that means.
And that's
ultimately.
Our goal, right? Mission is a really key component in the trauma ecosystem.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that Mission is able to provide for the most acutely injured, the sickest of the sick. But our goal in gaining level 3 trauma designation is to make sure that we can keep as many people in our community as possible that don't need that highest level of care.
Okay.
So keep people close to home.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, folks, we want to remind you we're speaking with Marilee Arnold. She is the Chief Nursing Officer with UNC Health Pardee. Something that's been in the news recently is this new Adolescent Behavioral Health Center
yes.
that Pardee is doing. What does that mean? Same thing. What does that mean, and how and why?
We like to have all the exciting things at once, it feels like, right?
It kind of sounds like it.
So our Adolescent Behavioral Health Center is an inpatient unit that we will be opening very soon this month. And its purpose is to be able to provide support and intervention for acute crisis in behavioral emergencies, right, or behavioral health for patients between the ages of 13 and 17. Mm-hmm. So we chose that demographic because we think about what's happening, you know, as adolescents transition from middle school to high school and all of the social media impacts on their lives, you know, it looks a lot different than when you and I were in high school, certainly.
Right.
And it's an area of the population that hasn't had a lot of resources available to them within the region, certainly. And it's really hard to be able to access that care even within the region because there's not enough of it. So historically, we've had patients who maybe needed to stay in the hospital for an acute crisis that are within that age group that have often had to travel 5 to 6 hours to another hospital for inpatient intervention.
Wow.
And that's not okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We want people to stay close to home
sure.
because they need to have that support within their communities so mm-hmm. they can reintegrate into the community and be successful.
And especially at that age.
Especially at that age. That's
wow.
a rough age. I don't want to go back to it.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. So these are some pretty huge milestones between the Lantern Award, the trauma designation, the Adolescent Behavioral Health Center. In your words, what do you feel like that says about Pardee's commitment to the community?
Right. I mean, they're not separate things. Each of them is individually incredibly important, but what we feel like we are doing, what I feel like we're doing, is we are investing to make sure that we are providing a stronger continuum of care for mm-hmm. the people in our community. You know, we can't provide all the things, but we want to provide as much as we can so people can stay close to home,
sure.
and we want to invest in our people in our community to do so.
Wow, fantastic. So, again, as Chief Nursing Officer, you got to be proud. You got to be proud of these milestones.
Yes.
And what that means ultimately.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when I think about all three of them, I go back to the people. We have such an amazing team at Pardee. It's not just nurses, of course,
sure.
but the whole team. I think the people are the reason I get out of bed every morning and
yeah.
come to work. Their passion and their commitment for our patients and our community is unmatched. And so having these huge accomplishments reflects on the amazing folks that we have working
wow.
for us.
Fantastic. Well, once again, Marilee Arnold, congratulations on those awards
to you
and your entire team.
Thank you.
And thank you for the care that you and your team give to us here in Hendersonville and Henderson County.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me brag on them.
Of course. Let's have you back again.
Okay, let's
do
it.
I love it. Folks, if you want to find out more about how Pardee is caring for our community, you can visit online at pardeehospital.org.